You click through. This was the other one. And if you click just some more roads, most of the rest of these photos show that there is a good enough width of the road for two cars to pass. If you click the next slide, I just took some pictures of this Tall Tree Properties. There's signs all the way down the road directing people to these nightly rentals down there at the end of that road. So we thought that this would be a nice entrance, a nice compatible use with what's already happening down at the end of the road there. I did kind of take some measurements of the road in various spots, and kind of about the average width of the road was, if you get to the next slide, right around 23 feet. And the next slide here shows, you can't read it, but in the middle of that road there, it shows a 50-foot easement. Right of way, correct. And the next one is... this is Levitt Lane. This is the other way that we thought we might be able to get access to the property with permission of the property owners, but from the letters that it looks like were received, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. There's a gate across that road, so that avenue is probably not a viable avenue. But if you go to the next, I think that's the last of the slides there as far as that's concerned. But like I said, the roads are not maintained by Stone County. Our goal was to help improve access there. We did look at the kind of the subdivision plats, and we didn't find that there was – that we did see that in both subdivisions that you go through that the roads were recorded, that they were dedicated for public and private use. So there wouldn't really be anything preventing us from accessing the property from that road, especially since that road that is on the far right of the property, there's really no setback. That literally touches the property that's in question here that we're asking for the NR1 permissions on. You know, we thought about the traffic situation. We thought about increased traffic. So Mike's going to present a traffic study. I did want you to consider a question that, let's say we were trying to zone this to R1, something like that, just residential use rather than vacation rental use. I think you're still going to see an increase of traffic there, whether it was vacation rental or residential. As you guys know from your experience with these, people have presented facts for years to you guys. It's nothing new, but you know, from our data, the average number of nights rented in Taney County anyway is 165 nights a year. So there would be traffic on that property a third of the time if we were going to be renting it, if we were going to be just selling these to regular residences. And I know that a lot of times when people go on vacation, they bring multiple cars. I know that might be an argument that comes up. I've got two teenagers. We've already got four cars in our driveway. And, you know, I just think that that would be an issue if we developed this regardless of whether it was nightly rental use or residential use. So I thought I'd put that out there. At this point, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Mike, who's got he'll speak towards the traffic study and some of the wastewater issues, so if you don't mind.
I didn't do a traffic study per se. I did a memorandum. So I used ITE. And I looked at the proposed land use, which is it's classified recreational homes is the land use I used, or the use. And I used 66 units, which is what I have on that preliminary plat that I drew up. So based on that, you'd get 209 daily trips in and out of the resort. The PM peak would be 17, PM in would be 7, and PM out would be 10. So it's, I would say, fairly inconsequential, the level of traffic that would be generated by that resort.
Is it your intent to build the road like you said to the right there?
Well, if you could... I don't know if you can pan, Scott, in that window with the...
Zoom out?
Yeah, zoom out.
It still won't catch up, though.
It won't catch that?
No, I can go to the Taney County one. And
yeah.
So that road goes right.
So you can see where that road touches the property. Zoom in there, Scott. And then if you look at the plan that I had drawn, zoom in on that. You can kind of see where that area is to the on the west side of the property. So, yeah, basically you're going to be improving right here. Right here. To get in here, here. There will not be a connection here. It's going to go down. So the improvement would end at the south end of their development on that west line for the off-site roadway. So it would be that portion that runs along the west line is what they would improve. At least that's the initially.
So your intent to build that whole road would be there, of course, on the plat.
Or the subdivision plat, where on the property that they're...
It's platted, but it's not built.
Correct. I realize that, but they're going to develop the property they're going to purchase or proposing to purchase, and a portion of the road off-site. Now, if Jeremy wants to explain what he's willing to do on the balance of that subdivision road, then that's up to...
That's what you're asking about, right? The road in Sterling County, which is about 6/10 of a mile.
Right. So are you, do you have any intent of widening that road or improving the road in, this road?
The Tall Tree Road?
Yeah, this road coming in.
So our goal was, I don't know if we have permission to do that just as a, you know, private citizen or a developer. Our goal was, when we invited these folks over for cake and coffee, was to start a conversation to let them know that we would be willing to allocate funds to help widen and improve the road. So that was what our intention was, and it really hasn't changed. We would prefer to improve it because I believe that would be a benefit to homes of that scale and size and type.
I don't think the county would prevent you from improving it.
Okay.
As long as you improve it to a given standard, whatever Stone County may have.
And that was something we were willing to do as well, is to start meetings with Stone County to see if we could improve the road in such a way that it would, they would be able to take them over and, you know, approve them to their standards, so that that would be something that would be a benefit to the community. When we asked folks at the meeting, it didn't sound like there was much, you know, willingness to cooperate in that. So if we had to improve some or a portion of the road just on our own funds, that's something we would be willing to consider as well.
So is it safe to say that in areas where the road is, say, narrower than 22 feet wide, shoulder to shoulder, you'd be willing to improve that to 22 foot wide, chip and seal type road surface?
I know that road pretty well. I mean, really, it's just nothing but a trail, actually. I mean, there's a couple of good spots in it for a couple tenths of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, I mean, it's not much. Because I looked at this parcel of property myself a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's what talked me out of doing it.
Yeah.
Road in.
Sure.
I'm just curious. I mean, you talk about traffic flow and not much. Maybe so, but either way, right now it's not much of a road.
Sure. I realize there would be significant cost there, but
it's really out of our jurisdiction.
Sure.
It's Stone County, but
right. My goal was just to show you our willingness to participate in improvements. We really don't have any other access to the property, so it's got to be there or nothing. And I realize that right now, as just out of necessity, there's no need to really improve the road. There's a few homes down there. There are some nightly rental homes down there that are renting well. One of them is a client of ours, so we know that there it's renting out well. There's a demand for it. Guests seem to like that area. It's private. It's quiet. Our goal would be to try to do that as well, is to keep it as upscale and private as possible.
I'm just sitting here thinking, though, about 60 homes. Could you imagine about construction traffic?
Yeah, I mean, I have. And a matter of fact, I live in a subdivision behind the Ford dealer, and for the past 2 years, I've had construction traffic, you know, going past my home. That's just sort of what happens sometimes, and we would develop.
It's not so much about the volume of traffic as it is the road. It's just
sure.
Well,
I thought about that as well. And if you look at the, I don't know if there's a picture there, Scott, or not, but I took some pictures of the big equipment that's there cutting in that massive road right now. I mean, there's three gigantic earth movers right there.
Going up the hill.
Well, they're right there on the edge of the property. I don't know why my drone video didn't make it, but in the drone video, you can see three gigantic machines right there. And I've got a request into Stone County. There's some vacant lots right there, and it's my understanding, and I can't verify this yet, but I've got an email into Stone County to find out if there's been any verifications. But there has been some rumors of that road being cut in so that the gentleman that owns it can put in some more vacation rentals there. So it seems like it's already something that's happening there. There's already signage promoting short-term rental properties down there. It seems to be the way the neighborhood is lending itself. This would just be an extension of what's already happening there. You know, whether, like I said, whether we developed it for nightly rentals or just private estates, we would have to improve the road. Someone would have to improve the road anyway. So somebody's going to have to come along and pony up, you know, and we're the folks willing to do it. It's not just me. It's two other business partners, and our goal is to try to make something nice. You know, if you look at my reputation and the properties that I own in Taney County, you'll see that I've improved them, and I care greatly about being a good steward of the land, and that wouldn't change with this. And I understand the concerns of the community. I've stood here and opposed Johnny Morris trying to put a shooting range next to my house, and, you know, that happened. That's just kind of the law of the land, you know, and that's just how we are. And I'm not asking for anything different than the opportunity to improve, you know, one of the most beautiful pieces of property that I think exists in this county.
On your Limerick plat there, is that a shaded area?
Fair to say, that drawing I did is over a survey or a plat that was done by Schultz. It's just a scan document because I didn't have an actual boundary. So I drew my plan on top of his plan.
I'm talking about the shaded area there.
Oh, that would be common space, open space, in the amenity, basically.
So would you have a treatment plant or?
Treatment plant would be up here.
Builder or what?
Proposing the treatment plant up here, the well up here. That's over proposing.
Gravity sewer or low pressure?
It'd be low pressure. It's going to pump it uphill. So in all likelihood, if it's not non-discharging, it'll be MBR technology.
One of the things that we also found was a concern by some of the neighbors was that there are some late-night folks, you know, wandering off one of the other subdivision roads kind of to the south and the they're kind of on the right side of the property. You know, folks would come up through subdivision roads and wander off and skinny dip or Lord knows what they do down there, but they've had to run a few of them off. And that's true. That does happen. Even when Parkview Terrace Estates was established, when I helped the folks who developed that, one of the things we saw was a lot of, you know, leftover party remnants, I guess would be the best way to say it. But then as that neighborhood started to develop, we started to see that disappear. As you have more activity out there, it tends to scare off the people looking for quiet places to wander. So that would be my hope here as well.
Yeah,